and they follow me. For our Christ-focused lesson this morning, let's consider the four points of that particular verse. My sheep, who are the Lord's sheep? Well, in this particular time, at that particular time, they were the very ones to whom Jesus was speaking. Matthew 15, verse 24, but he answered and said, I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. When the lost sheep of Israel stopped being lost, and many did, they would become his sheep. But they weren't the only ones. John chapter 10, verse 16. Jesus said, and other sheep have I, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. First, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then, the lost sheep of the entire world. Everyone and anyone who would meet the Lord's conditions, the conditions that he sets forth, would become his sheep. My sheep hear my voice. Sometimes we hear a voice and it has little or no effect upon us. As we use the old expression, it goes in one ear and out the other. Sometimes we hear, but we don't understand. Now, that was the situation here as the Lord speaks of it in John chapter 10, verse 6. The Lord here was speaking to the Pharisees. Verse 6. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. And so the Lord was answering the challenge of the Pharisees, and they literally heard what the Lord said, but they did not understand. Now, to be his sheep, we must hear, must understand, and then yield ourselves over to what we have heard and what we have understood. To be his sheep, a sheep of his, it takes all three: hearing, understanding, and obeying. Now, where did we ever get that pattern? Who set that pattern forth? Well, at least in one sense, we could say that Jesus himself set that pattern for us. Acts chapter 8, let's start the pattern of being as a sheep. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this: he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch asked Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Jesus as a lamb going to the slaughter. The Lord himself indeed was as a sheep. John chapter 5 verse 30, Jesus said, I seeketh not mine own, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. Verse 3 of John chapter 10 makes that even more specific. And he calleth his own sheep by name. That's awesome. That's just staggering. Think of even just today. Think of the millions untold to us. Millions of sheep today, faithful Christians today, in the Lord's family, and he knows all of them by name. Now that's what the scripture said. He knows them by name, and I take that to be, some may not, some may say that's hyperbole, but I take that to be literal, that he literally knows his sheep by name. As impossible as that seems to us, it is certainly and clearly within divine power. But with God, all things are possible. That's Matthew 19, verse 26. I want to try to quickly turn and read Matthew chapter 10. Went right by it. Matthew chapter 10, verses 29 and 30. Jesus said, are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father knowing about it. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Now, if a literal shepherd could call his own sheep by name, then God, who knows the falling of every sparrow and the numbers of hairs of our heads, could, and I believe does, but could know his sheep, those in his family, by name. He not only could, but he did. Hast thou considered my servant Job? Job 1 verse 8. Exodus 3, verse 4, I looked at that again this morning. I'll try to quote it without having turned back there. The substance, anyway. And when God saw that he turned and looked, God called out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. God called him by name. Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Genesis 18, verse 17. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Acts chapter 9, verse 4. Saul was at that time a lost sheep of Israel, and the Lord still knew his name. Cornelius, thy prayers are come up a memorial before God. Cornelius wasn't even a Hebrew. He was a Gentile. But God knew his name. But if that's not what, if I've overread that and overstated that, if that's not what John 10 verse 3 is actually teaching, God still knows his children by name. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. Acts 11, verse 26. James 2, verse 7. Do they not blaspheme that worthy name by which we're called? Yes, they did. Let's make sure by our manner of life that we don't. The Lord knows his sheep. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. It's not surprising, but it is notable that even in the parable portion of John chapter 10, everything Jesus said is true and accurate. In doing study for this lesson a couple of years ago, I did as much study as I could on sheep and shepherds. And I found out, I don't know how they found out, but I found out that sheep do not follow the shepherd by eyesight. Real sheep do not follow a real shepherd by sense of smell. Earthly sheep follow an earthly shepherd by hearing his voice. The sheep hear his voice. They not only hear his voice, they know his voice, and they follow me. We are here this morning as sheep in the Lord's sheepfold, members of the Lord's New Testament church. We are here this morning following his voice through the written word. We do those things he's instructed us to do, and what a joy it is, what a blessing it is that we follow his instruction on assembling together upon the first day of the week, and at this particular time, join together with him in observing his supper. Acts 20, verse 7, and upon the first day of the week, the disciples came together to break bread. And we'll observe his supper at this time.